You're listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
It is Thursday, October 11th, and it is truly October.
It got cold.
Yeah, you have a scarf today.
I know, it's scarf season.
And now it's appropriate to have hot coffee in the morning.
It's always appropriate.
I know.
I don't know what you're saying.
A nice chilly drink this morning myself. And my cold water and...
Oh,
no,
yeah.
None of those.
That's
chilly
real,
drinks.
Real comforting there.
A little kombucha to...
It's like... tea and hot chocolate and blanket weather now.
Yeah.
Just fantastic.
It is nice and chilly here in St. Louis. October is also Awareness Month.
It is.
A couple of things that we're looking at. And particularly today, Down Syndrome Awareness Month this month. And we get to check in with one of our favorite families. We get to check in with the McLattery family and hear an update on Sammy in just a little bit. Thanks to our friends at Concordia University, Wisconsin for supporting the Coffee Hour. Find them at cuw.edu. Concordia University, Wisconsin. Live uncommon. What coffee do you have in the cup as I hear you twisting the top off of your
You didn't look
thermos.
At social media this morning, did you?
I guess not.
I guess not. It's
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. You got the...
It's the Kopi Luwak.
The coffee that I probably cannot drink because I'm probably allergic to something in it.
Maybe. It's the Indonesian, very special. We finally got an AeroPress, so.
This is the coffee that some animal has digested,
yes.
Correct?
Yeah. It's really good.
Not happening.
I like it.
But thanks for sharing.
It's really expensive, too, so we probably won't buy any unless someone sends us some more.
It was a gift, yes.
It was a gift.
From one of our friends. And thank you so much to our friend for sharing that lovely gift. I'm glad you're enjoying it. Joining us by phone this morning, Ellen McLattery. She's mother to Sammy and joining us to help us learn more about Down syndrome, what it's like as a mom and with a child with Down syndrome. Ellen, thanks so much for joining us again on the Coffee Hour. It's been several months. So March, I think, was the last time we talked.
I think that's right. Thanks so much for having me back.
Absolutely. And how old is Sammy these days?
He is 5 already.
My son is 5 as well, and it's an exciting time to as they grow and to see what they're learning. What is what's life like for Sammy these days as a 5-year-old?
Sam is making some really great progress. So his life as a 5-year-old looks a little different than typically developing 5-year-olds, but he is walking really well now, which is huge for him. He really worked hard on that milestone, so that's fun to see him running all over the place. And he has really come a long way the last few months with sign language, which is awesome because he's currently nonverbal. He has a couple words, but he is signing up a storm. So his vocabulary has expanded, and he's putting signs together. So instead of just doing one sign, he'll sign more, book, please, all together, that kind of thing. So that's been really fun too.
What was it like learning sign language? Had you learned sign language before, or was this a new endeavor for you and the family?
It was new. We learned a few signs from my older daughter. Baby signing is kind of popular now. So I knew a handful of signs, and I still, honestly, I need to learn more because I need to keep up with him. He does the signing at school as well, so I'm like, I think you're doing a sign, but I don't know what that one means, so I'll email the teacher and figure out what he's trying to say to me. But it's definitely something that both my husband and I have on our radar that probably an actual ASL class would be good for us to take.
Are there milestones or things that you've been able to celebrate in the past few months?
I think those are the big ones, just his increased mobility and increased communication. And he's doing great in school, which is really fun to see. He's in the same classroom as last year, which has been really nice for him in terms of the transition to already know the teachers, and he's really thriving in his preschool, so that's wonderful.
And Sammy has a brother and a sister, correct?
That's correct.
And so how are the family dynamics going these days?
So our daughter, Emmy, is 7, and she is definitely a second little mama to both the boys. And then Theo is 18 months, and There's definitely some sibling rivalry there between the two boys. So my husband says they do better when I'm not at home, but if I am at home, they both really just like my lap a lot. So they fight over it a bit.
So there's some rivalry to get mom's attention.
Absolutely.
How has Down syndrome presented challenges that required you to go about something differently? I know you've been learning over these last 5 years more about Down syndrome and great about sharing that with the rest of us on social media as well and helping us learn about Down syndrome. What have you learned, or what has it required you to learn or relearn, especially in family life?
You know, that's a big question. I would say that one of our biggest challenges is around eating. Sam has a severe oral aversion, so he very much does not want anything to do with things around his mouth. So he's currently 100% fed via a G-tube, a feeding tube that it goes right into his stomach. So I am a nurse, but I really hadn't dealt with G-tubes before Sam, maybe once or twice ever in my nursing career. So learning how to care for and manage that, and then just navigating social situations with that, because eating is such a part of our culture, and every celebration and every get together and activity is around food. So that's certainly been a challenge. And then we touched on that I didn't know sign language previously, and that's definitely Sam's preferred method of communication at this point. So lots to learn, lots of ways to grow.
What are some of the bright spots? What are the things that are good and joyful about being Sammy's mom?
There are so many. He's the best snuggle bug in the whole world. He gives hugs and snuggles in like nobody else. And really, one thing that I like to say about Sam is, yes, there are challenges and he has Down syndrome, but he's my son. And all the joy that any parent gets out of their child, watching them grow and learn and just watching them become their own little person, all of those joys are fully there with Sam, and it is truly an honor to get to be his mom.
You mentioned school earlier. Let's talk about social settings or interaction with other children, whether it's school or church. What has that been like, you know, watching him learn to interact with other children besides his siblings?
Mm-hmm. He doesn't really love other kids all the time. He likes to really watch and observe. He doesn't have a lot of the interest in actually playing with other kids very often. We think he probably also has autism in addition to Down syndrome. So that presents some challenges. He really is very introverted and prefers to be at home. But in terms of at Sunday school or the park or at school, just trying to help him learn to play with other children. So he loves balls and throwing balls. So helping him to roll a ball back and forth with other children, or just explaining to other kids why maybe he's not acting like a typical five-year-old would, that maybe he needs a little space, or maybe he needs a little help with various activities.
Has his brother or sister, I guess sister probably, explaining, has she found ways that she's comfortable explaining to other children, how Sammy might be different or how to... what's an appropriate way to interact with Sam?
That's a big thing we're working on right now. Emmy is very comfortable talking about Down syndrome and will bring it up herself. She's asked me to share with her class before at school about Down syndrome. But some of the nuance in how we like to talk about Sam is a little bit lost on the 7-year-old. So trying to help her speak respectfully and kindly, and she would never mean to sound unkind, but we're working on some of that with her and enabling her to be an advocate for her brother.
What are some practical things that that the rest of us can do to increase Down syndrome awareness this month?
I think getting to know somebody with Down syndrome is always an amazing place to start. I know I didn't know anybody with Down syndrome really before Sam was born. And I think it's very easy to stereotype and to only see the disability if you don't actually know the whole person. So, you know, not everybody has somebody at their church or school or neighborhood that has Down syndrome, but if you're on Instagram, there's a hashtag called The Lucky Few. That's really fun. It's families celebrating their child with Down syndrome. And I think reading things that either national organizations have published or that parents have written, and just educating yourself on that Down syndrome does have challenges, but there are also so many joys, and that God doesn't make mistakes when he makes people, and that if he's given somebody an extra chromosome, that there's a reason for that, and that person is still fully human and fully valuable and worthy of getting to know.
Do you have a favorite book, or you mentioned the lucky few on Instagram. Do you have a favorite book or publication that really helped you learn a little bit more about Down syndrome?
We have a great local organization that was really helpful for me when we got Sam's diagnosis. And I think there are a lot of books out there. I haven't read a lot of them, to be honest.
You haven't had time to read.
I don't have time to read them. And also, sometimes I think we're not always on the same page, other parents that are writing and how I feel about things. But there are some great bloggers that write really, really beautifully. And I think I'm trying to think of a specific recommendation to give listeners, and drawing a blank, unfortunately.
That's all right. Maybe you could, if you have any others, you can send them to us. We'll include them in the program notes. Yep. We're all out of time. Ellen McLattery, mom to Sammy, thanks so much for being our guest today.
Thank you so much for having me.
You're listening to The Coffee Hour. Coming up in just a minute, we continue our conversations on He Restores My Soul.